No, I've been completely honest from the beginning with HMRC and everybody else who has investigating what I've been doing. My residence, my permanent residence, was my council house, my ex-council house, what I sold for £48,000. And that was where I was living all the time. And yes, I did spend quite a lot of my time at my husband's house, which we had a separate house for reasons that aren't particularly clear. And I did admittedly put on Instagram, home sweet home, when I went there. And I'm home now, and this is my home where I live. And I don't know why I did that, but I just did, okay? And so this is just basically a Tory smear campaign against me that's trying to make out that I'm corrupt, when I'm not really corrupt at all. I'm actually just really, really thick. And it's known as the Rayner effect. And it's a process whereby left-wing people are becoming less and less intelligent. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, today, I would like to talk about Mrs. Angela Rayner, the deputy leader of the Labour Party, and the trouble she has got herself into. It seems to be an obvious example of what I talked about in my book, The Past and Future Country, The Coming Conservative Demographic Revolution, which is the Rayner effect, the process whereby we would expect left-wing people to become stupider and stupider and stupider. Before I do that, can I please implore you to subscribe. To subscribe here on YouTube and subscribe on jollyheretic.com, my Substack, where I put all of the spiciest content and in-person interviews and all kinds of vlogs and fascinating stuff which I dare not put on YouTube, and where, if you like what I do, you can support me for as little as the cost of a pint of beer a month. Right, back to the video. So, Angela Rayner, the possible future Deputy Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, doesn't seem to be very bright. And this is consistent with, as I say, what we set out in our book, The Past is a Future Country. It seems that Angela Rayner, in 2015, before she became a Member of Parliament, had a council house in Stockport in Greater Manchester. And she sold that council house and she made a profit of £48,000. Now, let's put aside the fact that the Labour Party's policy is to oppose the selling of council houses to their residents. And she, despite that being the Labour Party's policy, has purchased her council house and has made a great deal of money out of it. So she's part of the reason why people can't afford houses. She's part of the reason why there's not enough council housing stock. She's obviously a hypocrite, taking advantage of a Conservative policy which her party opposes. Anyway, she sold her council house for £48,000. Now, that's absolutely fine if it was her only home, if that was her home, her principal home that she was living in. If it was not her principal home, if it was a second home, then she would have to pay so-called capital gains tax on this £48,000. But she has stated that no, she was living there, this was her actual home, and she simply spent a lot of time at her husband's house. Quite why her husband had a separate house is unclear. They talk about needing this situation to reflect their family circumstances. I have no idea why you would need to have two houses in the same, basically the same area. But nevertheless, so that's what she did. And so she said this was her home, and even though her neighbours never saw her there and stated that she was hardly ever there and that she was living there, that was her main home, and that she just occasionally went to her husband's. Now, an investigation by the Mail Online indicated that is not the case. She left postings on Instagram where she referred to where all of the pictures that she did of her home were of her husband's home, where she talked, she had home sweet home. She said things like just got home, and she left these on Instagram for everybody to find. She was also, it seems, registered to vote at this place, at this other house, which she was claiming was her main home, but where she wasn't actually necessarily living. And so she has responded, however, that she had expert tax advice on this, and that they made it absolutely clear to her that she'd done nothing wrong, she's done nothing to be ashamed, and all is absolutely fine. And indeed, she has responded that this is a smear campaign by the Conservative Party to direct attention away from their various failings. Now, let's have a look at this in more detail. This is what I call, what we called in our book a couple of years ago, the Rayner effect, named after Angela Rayner herself. Angela Rayner is evidently not very intelligent. The Rayner effect is the process by which, if you look at just the most intelligent people in large data sets, just the top quartile of intelligence. The big predictor of having children is that you are conservative and that you are religious. The heritability of intelligence, i.e. the genetic component, is 0.8. And the heritability of religiosity and of political viewpoint is somewhere around 0.6 and 0.7. So these things are highly genetic. The big predictor of sterility, that is to say of not having children or of not having many children among the top quartile, i.e. you know, among the more intelligent, is liberalism and atheism. And again, heritability is high. So what this means is that we would expect both the conservatives and the liberals to become stupider over time, because there is a negative correlation between how many children you have and intelligence. But the liberals would become, the left-wing people would become stupider more quickly. So we would expect those on the left of politics, in relation to those on the right of politics, among the more intelligent, because let's face it, it tends to be overall the relatively more intelligent that go into politics, to become stupider and stupider and stupider and stupider. And hence we call this the Rayner effect, because Rayner is an example of a very stupid left-wing politician. Now, some people would say, oh, it's that she's got this gobby northern accent, it's her accent that's doing most of the work to make her look stupid. I don't think that's the case at all. I think if you actually look at her life and her behaviour patterns, it's quite clear. This is a woman who was born into poverty and whose mother couldn't read. Socioeconomic status of into which you're born correlates with intelligence. This is a woman who dropped out of school at 16 with no qualifications. Having no qualifications correlates with it negatively, of course, with intelligence. This is a woman who had a baby already at 16. Having an illegitimate child and having a child that young correlates with low intelligence. So I say on that basis alone, she is not particularly bright. If you then look at what she's actually done, it's living in the now, not thinking about the future. And this is a correlate of low intelligence. People that have low IQ live in the now. She has put all this stuff on Instagram about how where she is with her husband is her home. And she hasn't thought about the future, which is that at some point when she goes into politics, which she was about to do in 2015, there will be considerable scrutiny of her life, which of course there was. And it's been revealed that, yes, indeed, from her Instagram postings, that is her home. That is where she was living. And she was lying in order not to pay £1,500 in capital gains tax. So she pretended that that was her main home in order to not pay capital gains tax, but she proved that that wasn't the case by what she was saying on Instagram. This is not a particularly bright thing to do. It's not particularly intelligent. What she has then done, this is compounded the lies, because presumably she has registered to vote on the electoral roll in what she claims to be her main home, but isn't her main home, which means she has committed electoral fraud in a number of different elections between about 2010 and 2015. So it actually starts to get quite serious. She has then made it worse. What's the thing to do in this situation, I think, what she could probably get away with by virtue of our sort of inverse class system that we have now, where if you can say that you're part of a marginalised minority in some way, then you're kind of above the law and you can get away with
it. Just a quick interruption. Please stop for a second and ask yourself this. Is there someone you could easily share this video with? Someone you know will agree because their moral values align with what I'm saying. Well, you should definitely go ahead and do so then. On the other hand, can you think of someone who would definitely not agree, who would just be angry that you would share such a nasty, racist, mean, evil video with them? Most likely you know both types of people, and the reason why these two people would react so differently to this video is because of their moral foundations. According to the moral foundation theory, conservative values rest on five dimensions, while liberals only have two. In other words, they can't relate to conservative or right-wing statements, they can't even understand them. The moral foundations theory was presented by Jonathan Haidt in his book, The Righteous Mind. He showed that the moral conditions of politics are naturally evolutionary. This means that liberal attitudes also have an evolutionary benefit, even if we may find this difficult to imagine. If you want to get a very detailed summary of the main arguments from the righteous mind and understand what evolutionary function both conservative and liberal views have, you can do so at Liegeant.com. There you will find a short version of the most important core arguments from the book. In addition to the righteous mind, there are also shorts on many other base titles. You won't find most of them on other platforms. You can easily listen to titles in under 25 minutes. This means you can absorb knowledge of a whole book in under half an hour every day. So try it now. Go to Liegeant.com now and sign up with my promo code TJH to get 10% off.
Are you ready for the future of the West?